请我们一起来翻开圣经约翰福音第六章。
So turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章六十六节。
John 6 verse 66.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer follow him.
67, 耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12.
68, 西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
约翰福音第六章啊，记载着群众啊，跟主耶稣之间的一个关系。
John chapter 6 records the relationship between the crowds and Lord Jesus.
在第六章的一开始，有超过五千个人，他们在耶稣的面前。
In the beginning of chapter 6, it records that there were over 5,000 people gathering before Christ.
他们甚至很高兴的要拥护耶稣来当他们的王。
They were so elated that they even wanted to make Lord Jesus into their king.
当时这些群众因为所体验的事情他们非常的这个心情非常的激昂。
Because of what they have experienced firsthand, they were very excited.
因为他们领受了，他们可以觉得很实际的他们得着这个能够吃的食物，让他们吃饱了。
Because in a very substantial way, they received food that gave them, that satisfied their stomach.
他们也听了主耶稣给他们很美好的信息，他们得到安慰，得到盼望。
They have also heard wonderful messages from Christ. They received comfort and hope.
所以在那种情绪非常激昂的当中，他们说希望他们要拥护耶稣来带领他们来做他们的王。
Hence, in a very high emotional state, they wanted to uphold Christ and make him into their king.
人的情绪总是很容易受到环境所遭遇的事情而来引发。
Human emotions are quite easily subject to many other external factors.
但是到了第六章的结尾的地方，在耶稣周遭的却只剩下十二个人。
By the conclusion of chapter 6, there were only a handful of people around Christ.
从超过五千人到只剩下大概十二个人。
From over 5,000 people to about 12 people.
这是一个非常大的一个差别，一个落差。
This is a very huge difference.
常常在教会的一些活动里头我们也有这样的感受。
And we often experience this too in church activities.
当我们办一些比较康乐性的活动的时候总是不少的人。
Whenever we would hold some more leisurely activities, you always find lots of people.
但是每当这个洗礼的时候在洗礼场的时候人是非常非常的少。
But during the time of baptism, you find very few people.
为什么在约翰福音第六章里头这个人数会有这么大的一个落差？
Why do you see such a great drastic difference in the number of people in chapter 6?
因为主耶稣其实是很爱这些人的。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, in fact, loved these people very much.
主耶稣把最重要的要来告诉这些人。
Lord Jesus conveyed to them the most important messages.
但是主耶稣所讲的却是他们不愿意听，他们不欢迎的这个信息。
But unfortunately, these messages were things that they didn't want to hear about.
因为从他们的理性，他们没有办法来接受耶稣所说的。
Because rationally, they could not accept what Lord Jesus was saying.
所以当我们讲到一些人们不喜欢听、不欢迎的这个题材的时候，人也就一个一个的就离开了。
And so consequently, when people hear messages that do not cater to their ears, they gradually leave one by one.
人不喜欢被说你是个罪人。
People don't want to hear the message that you are a sinner.
啊，但是在神的面前，的确我们都是罪人。
But it's true, in front of God, each one of us is a sinner.
人不愿意被说你无能为力。
No one wants to hear that you're incapable.
啊，但是从圣经来看，在神的面前，人对神来对神，人真的是无能为力。
But speaking from a biblical perspective, when we compare ourselves to God, we are truly powerless.
啊，当一个人无能为力的时候，他就是必须要接受帮助，接受救赎。
When a person is powerless, he needs to receive help from others.
啊，所以人不喜欢听到你是罪人，你需要被拯救。
And no one wants to hear the message that you're a sinner, you need to be saved.
啊，但是圣经里头却清清楚楚地告诉我们这样的信息。
But the Bible tells us very clearly this is the message that we need to convey.
啊，所以当时约翰福音第六章里头所记载，人们就一个一个的离开了，不再跟耶稣同在。
As we see in the end of John chapter 6, each person left one by one from Christ.
啊，主耶稣就问那十二个门徒说：“那你们也要去吗？”
So finally, the Lord Jesus asks, "Do you want to leave from me as well?"
那约翰福音六章六十八节就是彼得他的回答，以及他的又提了一个问话。
John chapter 6, verse 68 is Simon Peter's response. And he also raised a question too.
我们再念一次。西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
今天早上我们一起来思考我们归从谁呢？这个问话。
So, this morning, let's study together, to whom shall we go?
在我们的生活当中，我们实在需要有可以前往或者归属的人。
In our life, we always are looking for a place where we can belong, where somebody that we can go to.
有时候我们观察一下几个小朋友他们在一起玩。
You can observe some little kids playing together.
那其中有一个就因为某些原因，他就起哄说：“我们大家不要跟约翰一起玩。”
So let's say, for some reason, one of them says, let's not play with John anymore.
其他的小朋友呢，就会跟着说，我们不要跟约翰玩了。
And then the rest of the kids would say, let's not play with John anymore.
这个约翰他就被孤立起来，他就不属于他们。
And suddenly, John finds himself isolated, no longer belonging to the group.
可能会有两约翰会有两个反应。
John would have two possible reactions.
约翰就开始把自己的一些玩具什么都把它很生气的把它弄掉。
He would be very upset and he would trample on the toys he was playing.
然后他也开始去破坏别的小朋友的一些东西。
And he would proceed to destroy other little kids' toys.
他觉得很愤怒，他不属于他们。
Because he's very upset that he no longer belonged to the group.
另外一个可能就是约翰，他就流着眼泪，就哭着，就跑到老师或者妈妈那里哭着说，他们不跟我玩。
Another possibility is that he leaves in tears, crying to his mommy or the teacher.
因为他不再归属，不再属于他们，这对他来讲是一件很严重的事情。
Because he no longer belonged to the group, and he considered it to be a very serious matter.
我们时常从小孩子的身上，其实就在反映，也反映到我们成人的世界。
When we look at the interaction between little kids, it's actually a reflection of adult world.
每当下班的时间，路上很多路段挤满了车子。
During rush hour traffic, you will see traffic jam bumper to bumper everywhere.
有一些人他是会留在公司留到晚一点来错开这个交通的阻塞。
Some people would intentionally stay in the company longer so they can avoid this rush hour traffic.
但是绝大部分的人是恨不得赶快离开这个办公室。
But most people couldn't wait to leave the office.
明明知道路上非常的拥挤，他宁愿 在路上跟人家 挤在一起。
This in spite of the fact that they know if they leave at rush hour, they will be stuck in traffic with others.
啊，当然，工作让他很有压力，很讨厌，这是一个原因。
And of course, one of the reasons is because the workload gives him much pressure.
一个更大的原因是他要回家。
But a bigger reason is he wants to go home.
家里头有自己的配偶，有自己的孩子，有自己的父母。
Because at home you have your own spouse, children, your parents.
他归属于那一个家。
And he belongs to that family.
那是人生当中很美好的事情，很重要的事情。
This is the most wonderful thing in life and also very important.
每一天都是这样子，但不觉得奇怪。
Each day the routine plays out, but there's nothing strange about it.
我们每一个人都需要有一个去归从的这个人或者地方。
Each one of us have a person or a place that we wish to belong to.
在《使徒行传》十二章记载着这个彼得被天使从监牢里头救出来。
Acts chapter 12 records the episode of Peter being rescued from the prison by the angels.
当出了监牢之后，这个天使也就消失了。
And after he was rescued from prison, the angels disappeared.
那彼得他想了一想，他就知道他要往哪里去。
So Peter thought a little while, and he knew where he was going.
果然到了那个地方，好多的弟兄姐妹还在那里。那是在半夜里，还在为彼得祷告。
And that was in the middle of the night when he went, when he arrived, he found many brothers and sisters praying for him.
这就是为什么彼得他想了一想，他往那里去。
And this is the reason why Peter thought about it and went to that very place.
对彼得来讲，这是一件很幸福的事情。
For Peter, it was a very blessed thing.
你想想看，一个出了监牢的人，他有一个地方可以去。
Think about this: a person who had just been free from the prison, and he had a place to go to.
这就是为什么起初神创造天地、创造了人之后，他为亚当也造了这个夏娃。
And this is the reason why, after God created the whole universe, He also created Eve for Adam.
神他来这个设立婚姻来设立了家庭。
And God instituted marriage and family.
人必须要有所归属。
Because a person needs a place that where he could belong to.
有人在生活当中跟我们来分享一些悲伤的事情、欢喜的事情，这是幸福的。
It's a very blessed thing when you have, you can share with another person about your sadness or your happiness.
所以我们的家人、我们的好朋友，这个都是非常的宝贵的，都是要珍惜的。
So our families and our friends are all very precious that we need to cherish.
神对家庭是有一个极高的、很高的一个一个价值的存在。
God places a very high value on the existence of family.
所以我们要尽量记得这个我们一些家庭的时间。
So we have to set time aside for our family.
有这种在每一年里头都有都有这个家庭特别属于家庭聚集的日子。
And each year you dedicate some time aside where the whole family can get together.
我们记得家人的这个一些特别的日子，比如说他们的生日，这个是好的。
Occasions where we could gather together, for instance, birthday, it's good.
我们虽然长大成人了，我们要常常记得过去父母亲跟我们在一起的一些值得回忆的一些事情。
And even though now we may be adults, but we still need to reflect upon our days with our parents.
美丽的回忆也是一种非常好的这种归属。
The good memories that we cherish is also a very good way of belonging.
每个家庭也都曾经经过一些比较挫折困难的时刻。
Each family has a share of tribulations and trials.
在那样的时刻里头是反而将整个家庭的人是紧紧的、紧密的这个连接在一起。
But those period of difficult days are the ones that where we can tighten our bonds together.
这也是一个很好的回忆，一个很好的归属。
It also is a very wonderful memory, and where you can find a sense of belonging.
人与人之间的这种友情 它也真的是价值很高。
The friendship between people is also has a high value.
哦，让我们有一个归从的哈、啊、归从的人或者地方。
Let's say we have a person that we could belong to or a place we could go to.
那讲到友情，我们很容易的就想到大卫跟耶拿丹。
When we speak of the friendship, we often think of Jonathan and David.
在大卫最困难的时候，有耶拿丹一直的来支持着他。
During David's most trying days, there was Jonathan who supported and encouraged him.
所以大卫这个人在当时啊，他不但有神的爱，他还有朋友的爱。
So David had the love of God, but furthermore, he had the friendship and love.
虽然说人的爱跟神的爱比起来，人的爱是很渺小。
Even though when we compare human love to God's love, human love is minuscule.
但是一个有神的爱又有朋友的爱的情况之下，那个是很大的一个加分。
But when you have God's love in combination with the love of friendship, it becomes a great thing for you.
我们请参考撒母耳记上二十二章。
First Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记上二十二章第二节。
First Samuel 22 verse 2.
第二节，凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里，大卫就做他们的头目。跟随他的也有四百人。
All those who were in distress, were in debt, were discontent, gathered around him, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with David.
当时扫罗王追赶大卫，追赶的非常的紧。
In those days, King Saul was in hot pursuit of David.
甚至这个大卫啊，必须来安顿安排他的父母亲啊。离开故乡，应该把他安置在哪里
？David even had to rearrange the dwelling place for his parents so they may not suffer harm.
所以大卫本身呢、啊，也正因为他的遭遇是非常的愁苦的。
And for the reason why David was in a very distressful time.
但是啊，这里却描写说，这些充满着愁苦啊，这个窘迫的人呢？他们来到这个大卫这里。
But the Bible records that other people who were suffering from a similar type of fate gathered around him.
这个大卫并没有说我都自己都很难啊保护我自己了，那你们为什么来我这里？我怎么去帮助你们
？And David did not say, "I can't even help myself. Why are you gathering around me?"
哦，那在。大卫其实他需要帮助的情形之下，他还能够去安抚这一些人。
And so during David's most distressful period, he could still lend comfort to others who were in distress.
常常我们在愁苦当中呢，我们会跟人家讲说：“你不要来烦我。”
Oftentimes, when we're in misery, we would tell other people not to bother us.
让我独处。
Just leave me alone.
但是大卫没有排斥这些，没有拒绝这些人。
But David did not reject these people.
这些人来到大卫这里，大卫需要安慰他们，鼓励他们，甚至帮助他们。
These people came to David, and David encouraged them and even helped them.
大卫为什么有这样的有这样的能力
？How is it that David could rally such kind of strength?
有一个一定有的原因，就是他充满着爱。
The reason, which is not explicitly stated, is that he has a great love.
他不但有神的爱，他也有从耶拿丹来的这种友情的爱。
He not only had the love from God, but also the love of friendship from Jonathan.
当大卫在苦难当中，他能够跟这个耶拿丹来分享。
During when David was being persecuted, he could share his sorrows with Jonathan.
那这种友情啊，真的是很有价值的。
This kind of friendship truly is very valuable.
以后到了耶拿丹已经不在人世间了。
Once Jonathan was no longer alive,
大卫还是纪念着这一份的友情。
David continued to cherish this friendship.
我们请看撒母耳记下第九章。
Second Samuel chapter 9。
撒母耳记下第九章第一节。
Second Samuel 9 verse 1。
大卫说：“扫罗家还剩下的人没有，我要因耶拿单的缘故向他施恩。”
David asks, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?"
这个大卫他虽然耶拿单已经不在人世间了。大卫还是顾念着这一位朋友。
And even though Jonathan was no longer alive, but he still cherished the friendship he shared with him.
约翰福音六章六十八节，彼得说：“我们要归从谁呢？”
John 6 verse 68, Peter answered, "To whom shall we go to?"
我们需要一位他有永生之道的，我们来归。归从他。
We need to belong to a person who, one who has the eternal life.
主耶稣说：“你们也要离开吗？”
Lord Jesus asked him, "Do you also want to leave me?"
彼得说：“你有永生之道，我们还要归从谁呢？”
Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
彼得说：“对主耶稣说，你有永生之道。”
Peter said.Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
彼得他很清楚地知道他需要被拯救。
Peter knew very clearly that he needed to be saved.
这个永生之道也就是得救之道。
This words of eternal life is one that will bring him to salvation.
主耶稣他有永生之道，所以我们要归从主耶稣。
Because Lord Jesus has the words of eternal life, therefore we must belong to Lord Jesus.
所谓的得救啊，它包括的两个层面。
Salvation comes in two levels.
第一个就是将我们从错误当中来救出来。
First of all, it brings us away from our ways of error.
虽然在这个社会上我们都是善良的老百姓。
Even though in this society we may consider to be law-abiding citizens.
但是我们却不能够否认，在我们的生活当中却充满着许多的。这种错误跟过患。
But it's hard for us to deny that in our life they are still filled with many mistakes and trespasses.
那这些的错误常常让我们觉得这个非常的不舒服，甚至非常的困扰。
These mistakes or wrong ways will often upset us in other ways.
我们不喜欢生活在错误里头。
Because we don't enjoy living in error.
但是我们的生活当中却一定会有一些的错误。
But often in our life, they are filled with many errors and mistakes.
所以我们需要被从错误里头来拯救出来。
So we must be delivered from mistakes.
所以我们需要这永生之道。
And therefore, we need this words of eternal life.
那这个得救的另外一个层面就是救我们将来进入那个永生的国度里头。
Now, a level of salvation is to bring us into the heavenly kingdom in the future.
地上的生命，它一定有一天它会结束。
The life on earth will one day come to an end.
那我们离开离开这个地上的生活，我们一定要进入永生的国度。
And when we depart from our earthly life, we must go into the eternal life.
所以彼得的回答，彼得的问话真是好。
And you can see Peter has responded wonderfully.
我们刚才提到这个朋友呢，他代表着友情。
We mentioned before that a friend means friendship.
这个家庭代表的这种亲情。
Whereas family is a family love.
那这个都是生活当中很重要的。
And so all of these are very vital to our life.
但是在我们现实的生活当中，我们也知道，在很多的时候，这种人的爱啊，他有做不到的地方，够不到的这种时候。
But as we live in life, we realize that human love often are very limited.
真的有很多的事情真的是超过了人的爱所能够做得到的。
There are matters in life where it's really beyond what human love can compensate.
所以彼得说，主耶稣，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
This is why Peter responded, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
彼得实在是看清楚地看到真实的人生，所以他知道他需要 有永生之道。
And because Peter could see life for what it is, and he, by comparison, he realized how valuable eternal life is.
人生像什么？
What is life like?
请看诗篇九十篇。
Turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮的，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如归而去。
The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
在摩西一百二十年的岁月里头，他对人生也有很清楚的体验跟观察。
During Moses' 120 years of life, he had a very clear observation and recognition of what life is.
所以在这个第十节，他就做了这样的一个描述。
And so he made this summary of life.
那这个经节来帮助我们看清楚这个人生生命是什么。
And this verse helps us recognize what our life is.
人生是短促的。
For our life is short.
尤其当你回头看的时候。
Especially when you look back.
很多人在讲过去的事情讲得非常的生动活泼。
A lot of people would describe their past as being very vibrant and heroic.
他甚至加上一句，这就好像昨天才发生的。
And they would even add another statement saying that it feels like it was just yesterday.
其实他在讲二十年前、四十年前的事情。
But actually, they're describing things which happened 20 or 40 years ago.
当回头看的时候，发现时间过得这么快，人生是短促的。
When they look back, they suddenly dawn on them that life is so short and passes so quickly.
当一个人面对着人生的终点的时候，也会猛然地发现。人生是短暂的。
When a person is staring death in the eye, they will suddenly realize how short life is.
人生就好像一场的赛跑。
For life is like a race.
我们都曾经参加过某一些的竞赛。
And all of us have been in certain type of races, one time.
我们都做准备，都很努力。
So we prepare ourselves and work very hard.
为了就是。到终点的时候能够得到奖赏。
And the reason is because we are able to get some type of rewards when we come to the goal.
我们说人生是充满着竞赛。
We say that life is filled with races.
生命的本身就是一场的竞赛。
For life in and of itself is a race.
到人生终点的时候我们要得着怎样的奖赏呢？
When we come to the end of our life, what type of rewards do we expect to get?
人生就好也是一个旅程。
Life is like a journey.
在这个旅程当中我们常常会有很多的观察，甚至有一些的经验。
On our journey, we often make observations or experience certain things.
然后我们很欢喜的到达了目的地。
And so we joyfully come to our destination.
我们有没有想过人生的这个旅程，那我们最后的目的地是什么？
Have you ever thought about what is our final destination in life?
这个生命也是很不确定的。
For life is also uncertain.
我们没有办法把握我们的内容是会是怎样。
There's no control, we have no control over what the content will be.
我们不晓得我们的人生的长短。
We do not know the lifespan of our life.
在这种不确定的当中，我们总是要抓住那个不改变的。
So amidst our uncertainties, we have to seize on to what is certain.
在这种不确定当中，什么是我们要努力去把握的
？Amidst the sea of uncertainty, what is the thing that we need to seize upon?
生命是一项的奥秘。
For life is a mystery.
光是这个地上的生命就已经充满着奇妙奥秘。
Just look at all the living creatures on world, in the world, and you can see that it's filled with many wonders and mysteries.
啊, 有多少的 看得见, 看不见的, 这些条件都合在一起, 所以我们活着, 我们现在在这里。
Because there are many things that are visible or invisible, the combination of all these effects enable us to live on earth.
啊, 有时候只是其中的一个一项, 拿掉了, 啊, 我们就不可能在这里, 甚至我们就死亡了。
If we just take one single element from life, maybe we will die right away.
这么许多的条件都刚好合在一起, 这个真的是一件恩典,
but because of all these many various elements working in concert, it enables us to be alive and prosper. It's a wonderful thing.
在我们赞叹着这个生命的奇妙的时候, 我们必须要承认, 有一位创造的主宰者, 他的存在。
As we marvel at the wonderful arrangement of life, we cannot but help to admit that there is a creator of all these things.
那你我都应该来正视他, 来敬拜他。
So all of us need to recognize who he is and worship him.
所以有这样的认识, 我们就知道生命的本身也是从神来的一项珍贵的礼物。
When we have this kind of recognition, we also realize that life is a very precious gift from God.
所以我们要知道, 要知福, 知道我们是一个有福气的人。
And we need to realize that we are very blessed people.
我们也应该珍惜这一项的福气。
And we need to cherish our blessings.
当然在我们生活当中, 我们还是充满着这种祈求福气的这一种, 这种举动。
And it's true that as we live, we continue to plead for more blessings.
其实有时候我们要退后一步来想一想, 我们其实已经领受了福气, 我们也要珍惜福气。
But sometimes we need to take a step back and then just look at the big picture and appreciate all the grace and the blessings we have in our life already.
那所谓珍惜福气啊, 就是把握着神给我们的生命, 我们好好的来认识他, 来归属于他。
To cherish life means that we need to recognize the love and gift God has given to us already and treasure them.
那生命是永恒的。
Life is eternal.
人死不是像灯灭了。
When we die, it's not as if a light bulb went out.
所以你我的永恒应该是跟这位永恒的神来联合在一起。
And the eternity that you and I share, it's something that we need to share with our Creator.
所以彼得说, 你有永生之道, 我们还归从谁呢?
This is why Peter said, Lord, you have the words of eternal life, to whom shall we go to?
不晓得我们能不能够也能够有彼得这样子的感动。
Can we also share the same type of sentiment as Peter?
其实我们应该有他这一种感动。
But in fact, we ought to have the same type of sentiment.
主耶稣啊, 你有永生之道, 我归从你。
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
你赐给我的生命, 我要好好的珍惜。
I will treasure the life that you have given to me.
如何来表现我珍惜你给我的生命。
And how can I demonstrate that I do cherish the life you've given me?
我好好的来查考你所赐给我得救之道。 我要来领受救恩。
I need to study the words of life thoroughly and accept it so that I can obtain eternal life.
所以真正的所谓的生命, 它是永恒的。
True life is eternal.
所以必须要跟那一位永恒的造物主连接在一起。
And must link our life together with the everlasting Creator.
主耶稣, 祂就是生命的源头。
Lord Jesus Christ is the source of all life.
主耶稣祂知道永恒的事情。
Lord Jesus knows about eternity.
所以我们要努力的来归从于主耶稣。
Therefore, we must strive hard that we may belong to Lord Jesus.
彼得说, 你有永生之道, 我们还归从谁呢?
Lord, to whom shall we go to? You have the words of eternal life.
今天我们 都可以来到主耶稣这里。
All of us can gather before Christ.
他是我们最好的朋友。
He is our best friend.
他常常我们 找朋友来商量。
We often try to find the counsel of our best friends.
我们常常也从朋友那边来得到一些信息，得到一些答案。
We're able to find answers or various perspectives from our friends.
那主耶稣他可以给我们一切的答案。
But Lord Jesus Christ can give us all the answers.
我们需要有眼前的答案。
We need answers for our present problems.
我们需要有将来那永恒的答案。
But we also need everlasting answers for our future.
来到主耶稣这里，主耶稣他给我们一切的答案。
When we come before Christ, He can provide all the answers.
主耶稣说，凡父所赐给他的，他不会弃绝他们。
Our Lord Jesus says that He will not reject anyone that the Heavenly Father has brought before Him.
主耶稣说，劳苦挑重担的到我这里来，我让你得安息。
Lord Jesus said, all those who are heavy burdened come to me and I will give them rest.
启示录二十二章最后的一个邀请。
Revelation chapter 22 issued the very last invitation.
请看启示录二十二章。
Revelation 22.
启示录二十二章十七节。
Revelation 22 verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白的起生命的水喝。
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come, whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
生命是最重要、最宝贵的。
Life is the most precious.
所以一提到生命，它就是涵盖了所有的一切的需要、一切的好。
When we speak of life, it encompasses all the goodness, all the needs.
在这里这个这么美妙的邀请说这个愿意的都可以白白的来起生命的水喝。
What a marvelous invitation. Come, let him who hear, who is thirsty, come, let him come.
来到主耶稣这里他有一切的答案。
Come before Christ, and he has all the answers.
来到主耶稣这里他有一切的美好。
Come before Christ, for He has all the goodness.
因为他说可以白白的来取生命的水喝。
For He says, let Him take the free gift of the water of life.
这个这么宝贵的生命，它涵盖着所有的一切我们的需要，一切美好的事情。
As such valuable life, encompasses all the goodness and all of our needs.
肉眼所看不见的主耶稣。我们如何来归从他呢
？So how do we belong to Lord Jesus? For He is invisible to our physical eyes.
主耶稣在对祷告的教导里头说：“你们祷告的时候要进入内室。
”Lord Jesus told His disciples that when you pray, you need to go into the inner room.
你的父在暗中必然报答你。
For your Father will surely reward you who sees in secret.
我们不一定总是能够拥有一个所谓的内室。
We cannot always have the luxury of having an inner room.
那祷告它不但是一个动作，它其实也是一个地方。
Prayer is not just a physical action, but also it pertains to a location.
其实祷告就是让我们进入内室。
The act of prayer itself.Brings us into the inner room.
祷告是我们跟神的一种这个会面独处。
Prayer is a moment where we can share together and commune with our God face to face.
我们跟神独处。
It is a time where we spend alone with God.
所以当我们真的投入祷告里头，我们不暂时一个动作，我们也是进入内室，到一个地方。
When we really pour ourselves into the prayer, we not only enter into an inner room, but we have been transported to a different place.
在那里有天父真神跟你独处。
It is a place where we can spend time alone with our Heavenly Father.
在祷告里头，我们归从于他。
And during the prayer, it is time when we belong to God.
曾经有一个姐妹，她遭遇了一些事情，她非常的愁苦。
Once there was a sister who had encountered some very sorrowful events.
她有家人，她有朋友。
Even though she had her family and her friends,
在她最需要帮助的时候，这些人都跑到哪里去了？
In her most desperate time of need, where were those people?
啊，其实也不是大家都跑掉了，有些人其实也要帮也帮不上忙。
But it's not that everybody left her all alone. But some people, even if they wanted to help, they don't know where to begin.
但是对这位姐妹来讲，她的感觉是大家都跑到哪里去了。
But from that sister's perspective, she's wondering, where's everybody?
啊。她是我们教会的信徒。
And she's a member of our church.
啊，她很自然而然的，她知道她要跪下来祷告。
So very instinctively, she knew that she needed to kneel down and pray.
这个祷告啊，不但是一个动作，而且是一个地点，她归从于主耶稣。
Prayer is not just a physical act, but also a location whereby she can belong to Christ.
就在祷告的当中，她觉得越来越清醒。
During the prayer, she felt becoming more clear-headed.
甚至她觉得她人是一直在往上飘。
And she felt very light, as if she was floating upward.
在祷告当中，她一直告诉自己，天国就像这样子，天国就像这样子。
So in her prayer, she could sense, and she told herself that heavenly kingdom feels exactly like this.
啊，甚至她有个想法是，我就一直飘上去，不要再下来了。
And she even had this thought of just drifting upward and never returning.
啊，但是主耶稣没有让她这样子。
But Lord Jesus did not allow her to do so.
啊，但是祷告之后，她能够这个很啊很得安慰的啊很勇敢的来面对着她的困难。
But after this prayer, she was able to bravely and courageously face all her problems.
啊，她发现了这个归从于主耶稣。不是一个观念，啊，不是一个想象。
And she discovered belonging to Christ is no longer just some uncertain concept.
啊，她是以祷告来体验、来体会到归从于主耶稣。
It was through the act of prayer that she discovered that she belonged to Christ.
啊，归从于主耶稣既然是这么重要，啊，主耶稣一定有用让我们啊不一样的这种体会体验。啊，来达到这个目标。
Since the sense of belonging to Christ is so important, Lord Jesus will arrange opportunities for us to experience this.
啊，比如说领受救恩，也会有那种很强烈的这种归从的感觉。
For instance, when we accept salvation, and that's also a time where we have this very strong sense of belonging.
有个姐妹受洗之后，她流着眼泪这样讲。
There was a sister after the baptism. She had tears in her eyes and said,
她说我突然发现说我是这么的渺小。
She said she suddenly realized how tiny she was.
啊，这一位这么伟大的主耶稣，他竟然爱我。
This great awesome God, Jesus Christ, he loves her.
他因接受了洗礼，他有那种归从的体验。
So after her baptism, she had this very strong sense of belonging.
啊，所以来到主耶稣这里，让我们来找着我们一切的答案跟需要。
As we come to Christ, we can find all of our answers and satisfy our needs.
啊，主耶稣他要帮助我们来面对着我们的现在。
Lord Jesus Christ will help us and give us the power to face our present.
啊，主耶稣要准备我们来得着将来的美好。
And Lord Jesus Christ will prepare us so we can inherit the wonderful future.
唱诗236首。
Sing hymn 236.